You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Today's question comes from Charlotte Ward. Lindsay, nice to touch base with you once again.
Yeah, Brad, always good to chat to you.
Lindsay, Charlotte is training for a virtual marathon. She's just about to embark on that 16-week journey, and she wants to know, is it okay to swap the weekend runs around, i.e. do the longer run on the Saturday and the shorter one on the Sunday, or are the long runs and the weekend runs on the Coach Parry training platform designed for the principle of running the second day on more tired legs? Is it an issue swapping them around?
There's absolutely no issue swapping them around. It really is a personal bias from the coach in terms – I mean, whenever I'm writing a program, I have to think of some things, and some of the things I think of really are, when is it convenient for me to run? So simple as that. So, yes, I am spacing runs out to try particularly when intensity starts coming into programs, but very much on the weekends. The Saturdays and Sundays are generally completely interchangeable. Depending on where you live in the world, races are on some areas are on a Saturday, some areas are on a Sunday. So we have to have some flexibility in there. You can plan your weekends to suit your lifestyle rather than always squeezing your lifestyle into running. So yeah. Go for it. You can swing those around as you need to.
I'm going to ask a follow-up question on that, Lindsay. Obviously, you've got the longer runs from a time perspective on a Saturday and Sunday, and that's also very much a function of that's when people have the most time to do their long runs. If someone is able to do a long run midweek and perhaps only do one long run on the weekend, is that okay to split them, that you're doing the long run midweek and one on the weekend?
It's definitely okay to split them, and that's actually quite an interesting question, because I often get asked why the two long runs on the weekend, and it was not a scientific or coaching design, to be honest. It really boiled down to, in 2006 or 7 when I started work as the official Comrades coach, we sat down in a meeting. We're like, right, how are we going to attract new people into the race? And I said, and one of the suggestions was like, look, runners or athletes in general probably do too much training. So I can create a program that people will look at it and go, okay, I can do that. And if I can do that, I can do Comrades. And one of the things that I wanted to do was to say, right, where do most people have time to train? It's on the weekends. So we loaded the weekends, we made the weeks a little bit easier, and then 2 or 3 years into this process, I just got so much positive feedback from people saying, you know, that second run on the weekend on slightly tired legs, that was the gold. It taught me to run on tired legs, number one, but also it forced people to run much easier on that day because their legs were much tired. And then they obviously got quite a lot of recovery in the week. So that's the evolution of kind of how that worked. And it has worked and it has been successful. Having said that, I still do believe that ideally we should probably be splitting those runs up. And so if you are somebody that does have a bit more time at their disposal, it's safe for you to wake up early on Wednesday mornings and do a long run, then absolutely you can split those two runs up, and that will in turn reduce the stress on your body and mean that probably in those last kind of 6 weeks going to Comrades, where a lot of people are getting really tired, that you might not be quite as tired.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, Lindsay, because I was when I ran and trained for my first Comrades, I was working on weekends, so I really struggled with those back-to-back runs on the weekend. And moving one midweek, I was also the type of runner that if I clumped too much running together, I often got injured. And splitting those two long runs really helped me. So it is a bit of a, I think, a personal thing. But yeah, that definitely did help me as well. So fantastic. Great question as well. Lindsay, thank you very much for your time. We're back again in just a few days and we'll catch up then.
Cool. Cheers, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad here again. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, if you're struggling to get faster, we've got something special for you. All you need to do is head over to this URL. It is coachparry.com/PB. It's a free training plan that'll help you shave minutes off your marathon PB time. Go check it out. It's coachparry.com/PB. And also, don't forget, if you've got a question you need help with, or if you'd simply like to run as well as we know you can, then all you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/ask.